remote. Thank you. It's been a long time since I've been here in person.
上一次我在这里还是很久以前了。
So glad to see your faces again.
非常高兴的再次看到大家。
We're been continuing in a study of the book of Colossians, and today we're going to take a look at Colossians chapter 3.
今天我们将看哥罗西书第三章。
The story is told about a business traveler at O'Hare Airport.
是一个商人，他在芝加哥的奥黑尔机场。
And because of a snowstorm,
因为大雪
the whole airport was shut down.
整个机场关闭了。
And a lot of people were trying to get flights out to other places, but it was just not possible.
很多人想要改飞机，但是很困难。
Well, a man approached the counter, and he cut in front of the line.
一个人跑到柜台前，然后插队了。
And he demanded to be waited on.
他要求要下一个就是他。
And the agent said, "Sir, you're going to have to go back to the end of the line."
然后服务人员告诉他，你要走到后面去。
And he said again, "Goes, no, I want to be waited on right now."
他很强势的说，我现在就要改我的机票。
And the accountant or the person at the counter said, "No, sir, you need to go back to the end of the line."
他说不，你现在要去队伍的最后面。
So forcefully, he went up in front of the woman.
他很有力气的跑到这个女士面前。
And he said, "Do you know who I am?"
然后他说，你知道我是谁吗？
The person at the counter grabbed the microphone. And she said, "May I have your attention, please?"
这个服务人员就拿起他的报音器。
We have a gentleman here who seems to have forgotten who he is.
大家注意了，这里有一个人，他忘记他叫什么了。
Is there anyone out there that can help him discover his identity?
有没有人可以帮助他发现他的身份？
We need help for this man immediately.
我们需要帮助这个可怜人。
Well, the cranky passenger realized that he had invested, and he walked to the end of the line.
这个不礼貌的乘客知道他被击败了，然后很尴尬的跑到最后面去了。
This is not working, so you'll need to forward the next slide.
这个。
All right. We need to, in our journey with Christ, understand who we are.
我们与耶稣同行的经历中，我们要知道我们是谁。
In the book of Colossians, we've been studying doctrine for the first two chapters.
在哥罗西书的前两章，我们学了一些教义。
But now we're going to understand who we are in Christ.
现在我们要知道我们在基督里是谁。
We need to know who He is.
我们需要知道神是谁。
But we also need to know who we are.
但是我们同时也要知道我们是谁。
Identity is the most important step for you to have a solid, victorious Christian life.
身份认证是一个非常重要的步骤，让你可以知道你过的基督徒的生活。
When we make Jesus our King and our leader, our identity is radically changed.
当耶稣是在我们身上做王做主的时候，我们的身份就发生了根本性的变化。
So this afternoon we're going to take a look at four steps in the process of changing our identity.
今天我们会看四个步骤是如何我们的身份如何的改变的。
And if you're here today and you don't know who you are, my prayer is that by the end of these 17 verses, you will know who you are in Christ.
如果今天你还不知道自己是谁，我希望在这篇讲道的结束，你知道你在基督里的身份。
The first step is we need to change our address.
第一步是我们要更换地址。
We see in verses 1-4 that we need to make a declaration with our lives.
我们就是要宣告在1到4节，我们要宣告我们的身份。
It says, since you have been raised with Christ.
所以你们若真与基督一同复活。
It says, because you have died and your life is hidden with Christ in God.
你已经死了，你的生命与基督一同藏在神里面。
If we're going to change the rest of our identity, we have to go through a death.
如果我们要更换我们的身份地址，我们必须要经历死亡。
And the death is not physical, it's spiritual.
这个死亡不是身体上的死亡，而是灵性里的。
We have to die to our agenda. We have to die to having selfishness and our comfort the number one priority of our lives.
我们要向自己的自私要向自己的计划而死。
There is no power in the Christian life unless we say that we have died with Christ.
如果我们还没有在基督里死的话，那我们的生命是没有力量的。
So we have to make this commitment with both our hearts and our minds.
我们必须在我们的心和在我们的思想意念里都做出委身。
It says in the verses here that we need to set our hearts on things above.
就像经文里所说的，就当求上面的事。
And then in verse 2 it says, set your mind on things above.
你们要思念上面的事，第二节。
So a change in address of our identity requires both our heart and our mind.
所以我们要更换地址，要求一个是脑袋里，一个是心里的。
The heart in the Bible is the wellspring. It's the very source of who you are as a person.
圣经里面的这个心呢，是说你是谁。
It includes your emotions, your affections, and your will.
这个心包括了你的情感、你的意愿还有你喜悦的事情。
In other words, what your heart is, it's what you love most in life.
你的心在哪里？就是你生命中最喜悦的地方在哪里？
So the question is, what do you love most in life?
所以现在问题是在你的生命中你最爱的是什么？
And how would you even discover what that deep-seated love is in your life? How would you discover that?
然后是如何你去发掘你心里面最喜欢什么？
I think a great way to understand that is by the minutes of the day.
我发现最好的办法是说看你的日程表。
Each one of us is given 1,440 minutes in each day.
我们每一天都有1,400多分钟。
Take an inventory of how many of those minutes are focused on things on earth and how many of those minutes are focused on things above.
我们来做一个计划表来看看什么是多少时间我们是在专注在世界上的事，多少时间我们是专注在天上的事。
I think what we'll discover in many of our lives is we're focused on the horizontal, on the things on earth.
我们会发现我们都是凝视在水平线上，都是在地上的事情。
Our hearts and our minds are not thinking about heavenly things, we're thinking about earthly things, we're thinking about our agenda, our comfort.
我们的心和意念都不是在想天上的事，都是想自己的事情，我的计划，我的安排。
And for us to change where our address is, we have to say, His kingdom come first. His will be done first.
我们如果想更换我们的地址，我们就要说，他的意愿成就，他的意念大过我的意念。
Every day I pray a prayer of dedication to the Lord.
每一天我都向神祷告。
As I give the Lord my mind and my eyes and my lips and my heart.
求神来拥有我的眼睛、我的嘴，我的心。
And when I dedicate my eyes to the Lord, this is what I say.
当我专注在神面前的时候，这就是我发现的。
Lord, help me to see the things that are eternal and the things that are temporary.
神啊，求你帮助我知道什么是有永恒价值的，什么都是短暂的。
I have a feeling that many folks today are investing out of those 1440 minutes. The vast majority of them are focused on things that are temporary and are going to pass away.
我默认大家都大部分的时间都是在看在地上的事情，然后这些事情都将会过去的。
So how would we set our hearts and our minds on those things that are eternal?
我们如何将我们的心、我们的意念设立在那永恒不变的事情上呢？
And there's only one way to do that.
只有一个办法。
Every day, have holy habits in our lives.That take our vision and move it up.
每一天让我们有一个圣洁的习惯，让我们的眼目从地上转移到天上。
That means we're going to have to quiet our hearts and our lives.
这意味着我们要安静我们的心在神面前。
It means we're going to have to open God's word and read it.
意味着我们要打开神的话语，要读圣经。
That means we're going to have to talk to Jesus in heaven.
意味着我们要向神祷告。
And we're going to have to listen to his voice.
我们要听他的声音。
And these holy habits are the only way to take a heart and a mind and focus them upward.
这些圣洁的习惯是唯一的办法是让我们带离这个世界而专注在神身上。
When we do that,
当我们如此做时，
Our lives and our address will be radically changed.
我们的生命和我们的定位将会极大的改变。
Here are 12 new addresses that we have in our lives when we focus on the Lord.
这里是我们十二个新的地址，当我们专注在耶稣身上时。
A rhetorical question for you.
这是很大的问题。
Where are you seated?
你现在坐在哪里？
Well, of course, you're seated in Hope Church in Wilton.
当然你坐在 Wilton, Hope Church.
But you're also seated at the right hand of the throne in heaven.
同时你坐在神宝座的右边。
Because when you identify with Jesus Christ and Jesus is in your life, you're in his life.
当你与神认同的时候，耶稣在你生命中，你也在他那里。
And you can speak to the Father because you are in Christ.
你可以与天父交流，因为你在耶稣里。
That means we can approach with freedom God our Father in heaven.
那就意味着我们可以自由地亲近神。
It means that we don't have to live with sin having power over us and shame and guilt. We're set free by the blood of Christ.
我们就从我们的罪、羞耻和责难中被释放出来。
Means that I am a child of God.
我是神的孩子。
Can you imagine that? I'm a child of God.
你可以想象吗？我们是神的孩子。
And I've been adopted into his family.
我被神家收养了。
And all the riches of heaven are for me.
所有天国的丰富都是为我。
It means that Jesus is my friend.
我与耶稣是朋友。
It means that I am free from condemnation.
我不再被定罪。
I'm a citizen of heaven, a royal priesthood and a holy nation.
我们是属神的子民，君尊的祭司，圣洁的国度。
And number 12, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me.
靠着那加给我力量的基督，我凡事都能做。
That's where I want to live.
这就是我们的身份。
I want to live in that address.
我们要住在这样的新的地址里。
Not the address of this fallen planet where so many struggles and so many defeats in our world.
不是这个可怜的地球。
So our first step is you got to change your heart, you got to change your mind, and when you do that, you get a new address.
第一步是我们改变我们的心，我们的意念，然后我们得到了新的地址。
The second step is you have to cut out the harmful stuff.
第二个是你要剔除有害的。
Look what it says here. It says, put to death.
致死。
I mean, that's cutting it out in a hard way.
那意味着就是要把有害的去除。
And it says, whatever belongs to the earthly nature.
一切属于地上的。
We have to kill these desires before these desires kill us.
我们必须要消灭这些欲望在这些欲望消灭我们之前。
I can't tell you how many people I've had in my office whose lives have been destroyed by sin.
我能告诉你在我的办公室里有多少的人他们的生活是被罪所摧毁的。
And they would be sobbing, crying, saying, I wish I could do it over again.
他们都在哭泣，都在忏悔，说我希望我有再一次的机会。
And the reason that happened was because they didn't kill a sin, and the sin eventually killed them.
之所以会这样子，是因为他们没有去除罪，然后罪就占据了他们。
So if we're going to change our address,We can't get the mail sent to our new home.
当我们要改换新的地址的时候，我们的信件要寄往我们新的地方。
You've got to say, I don't want any old mail forwarded to my new address.
你会说我不想要旧的邮件再寄到我新的地址里了。
And you know, the young people say, oh, God's just against me having fun.
一些年轻人说哦，神只是不想让我可以享乐。
God doesn't want us to cut this stuff out of our life to steal our joy.
神只是不想让我们在这个里面让我们不能够去享乐。
He wants to maximize our joy.
他让我们的喜乐最大。
He wants to give us joy to overflowing in our lives.
他想让我们的喜乐充满我们。
And that only happens when we kill sin and we're alive to his new agenda.
我们的喜乐充满只发生在我们的罪被致死的时候。
I illustrated it with the kids today and
我已经给孩子们展示了我的这些衣服。
You don't want to put this back on.
你不想把这些脏衣服穿上。
You don't want to wear this to the wedding.
你不想穿这个去参加婚礼。
This is filthy.
这是很脏的。
This is not pleasing to our Lord for us to wear this old stuff from our old sin nature.
如果我们穿上这样的脏衣服，主是不喜悦的。
We got to cut this stuff out.
我们要把它扔掉。
And then we need to put on.
然后我们需要穿上。
This beautiful.
这件。
Yukon.
漂亮的优康的衣服。
This is what Christ wants us to wear.
这是神想让我们穿上的。
Look at this list here. We'll just go through it quickly.
我们想要很快的。
Sexual immorality.
淫乱。
Includes all sex outside of the covenant marriage relationship between a man and a woman.
包括所有婚姻之外的男和女的性。
All of it.
所有的。
And that's not to take our joy away.
这不是让我们不能享乐。
That's to give us maximum joy for an entire lifetime.
这是让我们一生拥有最大的喜乐。
Impurity.
污秽。
Uncleanliness in our thoughts or our words.Or our gestures.
不洁的思想话语。
Lust, uncontrollable sexual desires and passion within us.
邪情，不能够控制的一些欲望。
Evil desires, uncontrolled desires that come from that old nature inside.
恶欲不能控制的欲望是从我们旧的身体里的。
Greed, desire to have money and stuff.
贪婪总是渴望钱和事物。
Anger, passionate outbursts of emotion.
恼恨然后是爆发的情绪。
Rage, the settled feeling of anger that takes root inside of a person.
愤怒深居在心里。
And malice is when of actions that go along with that.
恶毒是当你愤怒变成了行为。
Slander, insulting, belittling, gossiping about a person.
毁谤是侮辱、贬低、说闲话。
Filthy language denotes both cursing and foul-mouthed speech.
污秽的言语就是任何的控告和恶毒的言语。
And lying, speaking falsehoods and untruths, spinning the truth.
说谎就是故意说谎和故意歪曲真相。
Now there's so many on that list. Don't go home and try to do all of them today.
这个清单很长，我们今天不能说完。
With God's help, work on one next week.
在神的帮助下，我们将去除一个。
And the way to work on it is not to say, I will not slander, I will not slander, I will not slander, I will not slander. That's not how you fight this battle.
这个解决的办法不是说我不去毁谤人，我不去毁谤人，这并不是解决的办法。
To cut the harmful stuff out, you have to replace it with the good stuff that God provides.
如果你要剔除有害的，你就要用好的东西来替代。
The way to overcome slander is to say, I will always speak the truth of Christ.
改正毁谤的办法是告诉自己，我总是要说真话。
You can't slander someone when you're praying worshiping the Lord.
当你赞美和敬拜神的时候，你是不会毁谤别人的。
So say, Lord, I denounce that sin, and I want to put on Christ and His love.
主，我来宣告，我要来穿上你的衣服。
And the last thing you need is you need a buddy.
最后的一件事情是你需要一个伙伴。
You will never have victory over sin.If you do it alone,
你没有办法。你如果只是自己的话，很难战胜罪。
You need a confidant.
你需要一个朋友。
You need a safe person.
你需要一个安全的朋友。
That you can confess to and be accountable to.
你可以向他来认罪，也可以来向他那里寻求咨询。
And once you have that person.It's amazing the power that confession and the prayer of a righteous person has in victory over sin.
当你有这样的一个朋友的时候，你会发现你认罪的力量。
But sadly, most of us will fight our battles alone.
很可悲的是，大部分的人都是自己在与罪征战。
And because of that, it's so difficult to defeat sin.
就非常的困难，想要战胜罪的话。
Let's go on to the third step. Claim a new identity.
第三步是宣告我们新的身份。
Look at who we are in this verse. This is amazing.
让我们来这节经文里看看我们是谁。
We are God's chosen people.
我们是神的选民。
We are holy.
我们是圣洁的。
And we are dearly loved.
我们是蒙爱的。
Do you know that God has my picture on his refrigerator in heaven?
你知道吗？神在他的冰箱上面贴着我的照片呢。
It's right there in the middle of his refrigerator. He goes, I love this Scott Taylor guy.
就在神的冰箱贴上就是我的照片。
And I didn't do anything to earn it.
我没有做任何事情来赢得这个。
It's because he loves me.That I am on his refrigerator.
就是因为他爱我，所以我的照片在他的冰箱上。
And he loves you too, and your picture is right aside of mine.
他也爱你，你的照片就在我的照片旁边。
When we consider the love that God has for us, it should just stagger us.
当我们去看神的爱的时候，我们会被惊到。
The creator of the universe loves us with an unconditional love.
创造世界的主，他以无条件的爱来爱我们。
And we have a perspective here because we don't change the clothes to earn God's love.
我们并没有换衣服来挣得神的恩典。
It's not like, okay, Lord, I'm getting rid of these pants here. Now you'll love me more.
不是说我们把这个脏裤子扔掉，神你就更爱我了。
When we have these pants on, when we are even enemies of God,
当我们还在穿这个脏衣服的时候，当我们还是神的敌人的时候，
He loves us then.
他已经爱了我们。
And what happens is when I realize how much God loves me, I want to take these off.
当我认识到神有多爱我的时候，我就想要把这个脏裤子脱掉。
And I want to be clothed with Christ.
我就想要来披戴基督。
So look at our new clothing. Look what it entails. It starts with compassion.
来看看我们的新衣服，是从怜悯开始。
That means just being alongside of people and showing sympathy for them.
就是在人的旁边，然后来表达你的同情。
And kindness it combines the idea of goodness and graciousness.
恩慈谦虚温柔。
And then humility.
谦虚。
Humility is not thinking badly of yourself.
谦虚并不是觉得自己不行。
I meet people all the time that say, "Oh, I'm nothing. I'm a worm. I'm terrible. I'm of no value."
我碰到很多人，他就说我谁什么人也不是，我很不行。
That's not humility.
那不是谦虚。
That's just dumping on yourself.
那只是看不起自己。
Humility is not thinking poorly of yourself.
谦虚并不是把你自己看低。
Humility is not thinking of yourself, it's thinking of others first.
谦虚甚至不是来思念自己，而是先思念别人。
And then gentleness.
温柔。
You know, this COVID thing has made us all crazy.
这个疫情让我们所有的都变得很疯狂。
I call it COVID madness.
我叫他是疫情疯狂。
And everybody's fighting with somebody and they're blowing people up on the internet.
所有的人都在与人对抗，然后都在抱怨。
We the people of God should be known by the clothes that we wear that we are gentle people.
我们既是神的子民，我们就应当知道我们是温柔的人。
And also patient people.
也是忍耐的。
We bear with each other, we forgive each other.
我们包容彼此，然后原谅彼此。
And above all,
在这所有的之上。
The number one thing that we put on ourselves,
第一件我们要穿上的。
Is love.
就是爱。
That's our new identity.
这就是我们新的身份。
Why do people change?
人们为什么会改变呢？
I mean, if I'm forgiven by God, if He loves me already, why wouldn't I say, okay, Lord, forgive me, now I'm going to live just the way I want to?
如果神已经原谅了我，我就告诉神说，原谅我。
Why would I not accept His forgiveness and then just do my own selfish thing?
为什么我不是接受了神的原谅，然后继续的我行我素呢？
Well, because our new identity involves a relationship.
因为我们的新的身份彰显着我们与神的关系。
This is actually a picture of me.
这是我的一个照片。
It's a long time ago.
这是很久以前。
We were not married. We had just started dating.
我还没有结婚，我们刚开始约会。
And I was entering into this relationship with this girl from Trumbull.
我在Trumbull 这个地方认识了这个女孩。
Actually, this picture was taken on Canoe Brook Lake.
这个是在一个湖上照的。
And when I met my future wife, this girl named Kathy, we started a relationship where we started to unveil ourselves and show who we really were.
当我认识我的这个未来的妻子的时候，我们开始一点点的显露出我们是什么样子的。
And we made some mistakes as we began our relationship.
当我们的这个关系中，我们犯了很多的错误。
At the end of our first date, my wife actually called me the wrong name as I went home.
第一天结束的时候，我妻子甚至把我的名字叫错了。
She said, "Good night, Steve."
她说晚安 ，Steve.
I said, "No, my name is Scott."
对不起，我的名字是 Scott.
But I chose to forgive her.
然后我选择了原谅她。
And then we went on with our relationship.
然后我们的关系又得到了进一步的加深。
And after about 6 months of dating her, I said, "Would you make a commitment to me? Because I want to make a commitment to you."
在跟她约会六个月以后，我问她你愿不愿意来委身，因为我愿意与你委身。
And she graciously said.I would love to make a commitment to you.
她非常恩慈地说是的，我愿意。
So we planned our wedding in May of 1975.
我们计划我们的婚礼，然后在1975年结婚了。
And May 31st at 1:00 in the afternoon, I said, "I love you and I commit myself to you for the rest of my life."
5月31号下午1点的时候，我说我爱你，我要
And she said the same thing to me.
她也说了同样的话。
So at that moment, I said, "Wow, I got a wife. I'm going to just do my own thing now."
那时我说我现在有一个妻子了，我要继续做我自己了。
No, I did say that. I said, "Because I love you, I'm going to give you everything that I have."
我没有那样说，我说因为我爱你，所以我要把我自己所有的东西都给你。
So we can even develop a deeper and a longer lasting and a more intimate love.
我们将要发展一个更深更亲密的爱的关系。
So because of my new identity, I wanted a deeper relationship with her.
因为我的新的身份，我愿意与她有更深的关系。
And it's the same with Christ.
这是与神与基督的关系是一样的。
We come to Jesus and we say, "Jesus, I commit myself to you."
我们来到基督的面前说我要委身于你。
Now I want to love you even more tomorrow than I love you today.
我明天将比今天更爱你。
And I want to follow you closer tomorrow than I'm following you today.
我明天将要比今天更紧密的跟随你。
Our new identity radically changes our relationship with Christ, and we want more of Him.
我们新的身份改变了我们与神的关系，我们渴望更多的认识基督。
And all of this is done out of love.
所有的这些都是出于爱。
Let's go to our last step here in the process of radically changing our identity.
让我们走到最后一步。
That is by centering on God's word.
就是以神的话定位我们。
To get to our new address, we need a roadmap.
我们要去新的地址，我们需要一个地图。
We're going to need an authority in our life so that we get to the right place.
我们需要有一个权威，然后我们就可以到达那个正确的地方。
There are three authorities right here in these verses.
这里有三件事情。
The first is that the peace of Christ should rule in our hearts.
第一件事情是基督的平安在你们心里做主。
That word "rule" there is the word that we would use for a baseball game for an umpire.
这个做主是我们在棒球赛里用的一个词。
He's behind the plate and he's watching that ball come in.
他在这个接球员的后面，然后看那个球过来。
Strike one. You don't have to do that. Oh, you don't have to do it at all. What he's doing is he's making a ruling. He's calling what he saw.
他是说他要来来判断做出判断他看见的这个球来了。
And when you let the peace of Christ come in your heart, this Holy Spirit, he will call the balls and strikes inside.
当我们圣灵在我们里面的时候，这个球来的时候，我们会认出来。
We know in our spirit when we've done something wrong.
我们在我们的灵性里面会知道我们做错了什么。
The Holy Spirit whispers, that wasn't right, Scott.
这个圣灵会说，你做的不好，Scott.
I don't want you to do that.
我不想让你再那样做了。
That's the peace that's going to get me to my new address.
这就是基督给我的平安，让我到我的新的地址。
Then in verse 16, it says, let the word of Christ dwell richly in you.
16节说吧，基督的道丰丰富富的存在心里。
We need to get the word of God in our hearts so that it influences where we walk.
我们需要把神的道充满我们的心，然后影响我们要走的路。
You can't get to a new address if the word of God isn't guiding your footsteps.
你不能到新的地址，如果神的话没有来带领你的脚步。
So we must be in the word, but the word also must be in us, dwelling in us.
我们必须住在神的话语里，神的话语也应该在我们心里。
A great way to do this is to meditate on God's word.
想要如此做一个办法是要来是默想神的话。
Tomorrow morning, first thing you do, get up, open your Bible.
明天早上第一件事情是打开你的圣经。
And say, Lord, I'm going to read your word. Would you give me one truth that I can dwell on today?
神啊，我要来读你的话，你能不能告诉我一条真理是我今天要活出来的。
You can either write it in the old days, I used to write it on an index card and put it in my pocket.
在以前的时候我会把这个写下来放在一个卡片放在我的口袋里。
I'm at a stoplight. Oh, nope, there's the verse for, oh yeah, thank you, Lord.
当我到一个地方的时候，我会拿出来，哦，说，哦，这就是你告诉我的，哦，谢谢你，神，然后放回去。
I'm in a long line at the grocery store. Oh, thank you, Lord, for that verse, that thought today.
然后我在那个收银台那里等很久的时候，我会把这节经文拿出来，然后看一下。
Today you can put it on your phone.
现在你就可以把它放在你的手机里。
Just pop it up. Oh yeah, that's the verse for today. Oh, thank you, Lord.
每一天都会跳出来说这是每日经文。
When the word of God dwells in us, it will direct our paths to the right identity, our right address.
当神的话在我们心里的时候，就会带领我们的脚步去到我们新的地址。
And then it talks about worshiping with gratitude.
第三个是心存感恩。
It says gratitude in your hearts to God.
在心里面感谢神。
It's amazing how gratitude can change your identity.
感恩能改变我们身份的力量是非常大的。
So rather than complaining, why is all this stuff happening to me?
与其在抱怨说为什么这些事发生在我身上。
We say, oh Lord, thank you for this blessing and this blessing and this blessing.
我们说感谢主啊，这件没有发生，那件没有发生，别的没有发生。
This week we were at a concert in Trumbull. They have free concerts on Tuesday night.
我们去了 Trumbull 的一个音乐会。
And my wife and I, this is the first one we went to. We were kind of busy this summer.
这是我们这个暑假很忙，这是我们去的第一个。
But about the second song, a group of people came up and started dancing up front.
在第二首歌的时候，就有一群人到台前开始跳舞。
And I noticed that about 10 of them were special needs kids.
其中有十个都是特殊儿童。
My heart went out to them.
我的心就跑到他们那里去了。
Here are these kids. limited abilities, and yet they're having fun.
这些孩子虽然有各种各样的残疾局限，但是他们还是很开心。
And I just prayed. I said, Lord, I pray a blessing on them.
我就赞美神，我说感谢神求你赐福他们。
Just filled with gratitude for the families that have a care for them.
我为那些照顾他们的家庭而感恩。
Thankful for my three grandchildren.
感谢你赐我三个孙子孙女。
So many blessings that I have in my life.
我是那么的被你恩赐。
Gratitude can radically change our identity.
感恩可以改变我们的心态。
Years ago, a study was done.
很多年前有一个调研。
By an anthropologist, Dr. Paul Hebert.
是人类学家保罗·赫伯特所做。
And he did a study on how people get their identity in our culture.
他这个研究是关于人如何找到他们自己的定位的。
And he said the number one thing that people get their identity from is their work.
第一件事是他们的工作。
And then the second is their socioeconomic status.
第二个是他们的经济条件。
Oh, I'm a lower upper class.
我们是这个中层中产阶级。
I'm middle upper class.
我不是低级中产阶级，我是中层中产阶级。
So people start comparing what class they're in.
人们开始比较他们是在哪一个阶级。
The third is sexuality. I'm a male or I'm a female. Some people get confused about that these days.
第三个是性别，男性或者女性。现在有些人搞不清楚。
Social standing was fourth on this list.
第四个是社会地位。
Do you realize that I have 20,000 best friends on Facebook?
我在那个脸书上有很多很多的朋友。
Then race, and then education, politics, belief, and last of all, the least on his study was the heart, the inward part of you.
然后是种族、教育、政治、理念，然后最后一个才是心，是我们的心灵。
Because of the gospel of Jesus Christ, we turned this.Table completely upside down.
因为耶稣基督的福音，我们把这个清单完全的颠倒过来。
The most important part of your identity is your heart and what Jesus does to it.
最重要的在我们的定位里面，最重要的是我们的心以及神在我们的心里做了什么。
And then we start working our way up.
然后我们。开始由下到上有一个改变。
As Christians,
作为基督徒
because of what Jesus has done in my heart, it has radically changed who I am.
因为神在我心里所做的，然后我的身份就极大的改变。
That is the secret to my identity and yours.
这就是我们身份的一个秘密。
Let me close with a story from the 2016 Olympics in Rio.
让我们来以里约奥运会上的一个故事为结束。
These are the silver medal winners for the synchronized platform diving.
这是奥运银牌得主。
David Bodaya, he's on the left, and Steele Johnson is on the right in this picture.
大卫布迪亚是在左边，然后斯蒂尔约翰逊是在右边。
And they questioned both of these guys. They're both Christians, by the way.
他们都是基督徒。
They said, "How do you deal with the nerves of being on a platform diving in front of millions of people?"
然后他们被问到说，你们在跳板上的时候，面对全球的人，你们紧张吗？
And David immediately spoke up, and he said, "It's because of my identity in Christ."
大卫立即说，这是因为我在神里面的身份地位。
He said, "Before I dive, I recite in my mind Philippians 4:7."
在我跳水之前，我在我心里默想腓立比书四章六节。
Do not be anxious about anything, but in prayer, by prayer, in everything, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your grace to God.
应当一无挂虑，只要凡事急着祷告、祈求和感谢，将你们所要的告诉神。
And he said, I recite the verse.
我在思想这节经文。
And I know that no matter what happens in that dive, I am loved.By God Himself.
然后我知道，无论我跳下去结果是怎么样，我都是被神所爱的。
After the Olympics and they'd won their silver medal, this is what David Bodea's Twitter feed said.
在他们获得奥运银牌以后，这是他的推特的留言。
Number one, follower Christ.
第一个是他是基督的跟随者。
Number two, Psalm 115, verse 1.
第二个是诗篇115章一节。
Husband.
然后是丈夫。
Father.
父亲。
Olympic diver.
然后是奥运银牌得主。
Champion diver.
Silver
medalist diver.
银牌得主。
But do you see where that is on his list?
你看到这个他的荣誉在他的清单上是在最后的。
It's fifth.
是第五个。
Folks, we need to change our identity.
大家我们需要来改变我们的身份。
Do you know who I am?
你知道我是谁吗?
I do know who you are.
我知道你是谁。
You are sons and daughters.Of our Heavenly Father.
你是我们天父的儿女。
You are deeply loved by God.
你是被神深深所爱的。
You are seated right now in heaven with Christ.
你现在就坐在神的右边。
You are more than victors because of what Jesus has done for you.
你已经胜利了，因为耶稣已经成就了。
That's who you are.
这就是你是谁。
Lord, I pray your blessing on this congregation.
让我们来祷告。
Folks that are online, folks that are here, Lord, bless them.
在线上的和在教会里的大家。
I pray that they would realize their tremendous identity that they have in you.
我祷告大家都能认识我们的身份地位。
Lord, as we go into this week, help us to remember frequently.That we are your sons and daughters.
在接下来的一周，让我们不断的思念，我们是你的子女。
I pray this in Jesus' name.
奉主耶稣基督的名求。
Amen.
Amen.